I next met with Dr. Farhad Ravandi, and to begin, he talked about the biology of AML and how cytogenetic alterations and genetic mutations impact outcomes of patients with this disease.
From earlier on, many years ago, we have noted that prognosis in acute myeloid leukemia is highly dependent on cytogenetic abnormalities in the leukemia cells. And this has been refined over the years, and there are now very large series that clearly indicate that different cytogenetic abnormalities in patients with AML can be associated with very widely different outcomes when the patients get the same induction consolidation chemotherapy. And this clearly has indicated that the biology of the disease is a very important predictor of outcome. And this has obviously led to more research into better defining the biology. And then starting from about early 2000s, people have started looking in not only at the cytogenetic abnormalities, but also individual gene mutations. Initially, we were looking at them as single gene mutations, and a number of these were shown to be highly prognostic, like FLT3 mutations or NPM1 mutations. But more recently, with the availability of next-generation sequencing, we are now looking at panels of genes. And clearly, these genes don't occur in the majority of cases as single abnormalities, but they co-occur with other genes. So we are becoming more and more knowledgeable about these mutations and how they interact with each other. And more importantly, some of these mutations are important in the pathogenesis of the leukemia. And going from the lead of BCR-ABL in CML, we are now identifying drugs that can act on the products of these mutations. And this has led to approval of a number of drugs by the FDA in the recent months and past year. And also there is an expectation of other drugs developed for specific molecular abnormalities that could be very important in treating patients with AML. So clearly this also means that we have to start identifying these when we treat our patients. Historically, AML has been considered a disease that you don't have a lot of time before you start induction therapy. This is still the case in patients who come in with very high white counts and shortness of breath and having, for example, hyperleukocytosis. But more indolent types of AML, typically in older patients who have very low white counts and they're only found to have AML because somebody did a blood test and were being tired and they noted that their blood counts are low. I think we do have a few days to try to identify some of these abnormalities, and this will be important in terms of choosing the appropriate therapy more and more in the future.